Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Get your motor running.
Well, that's the part where Stan usually sits. Stan is making his way into the studio. There's all sorts of delay and disruption, as Sir Topham Hatt might say, on the roadways. But Stan is going to be here. It is Saturday morning, and you are in the Garage, 833-804-1140. Now, Stan Andruski, as you know, is the guy that actually has the car answers if you've got the car questions. We've got some folks already jumping in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. You can also call if you'd like. Now, as we await Stan's arrival, I got to tell you, I came across a story yesterday. Stan and I actually discussed it yesterday on my program about Ford killing off their electric SUV. Despite what you have heard from some in the political world, the automotive world is not a fan of electric vehicles. Never has been. Automotive manufacturers, as well as those of us who are customers, we love the idea of hybrids, right? It is the best of both worlds. You've got the electric motor that can help you out in certain situations. You've got the petroleum motor, the internal combustion engine, that will help you out in others. Better gas mileage, better fuel efficiency, more reliable. I mean, all the boxes that you would want to check on a vehicle are checked when you're looking at the hybrid. The EV doesn't do any of those. And Ford is now ready to lose $5.5 billion in their electric vehicle division. So why are they doing it? Well, it is politics. And usually on Saturday morning when we're in the garage, we talk about cars, and then we talk about cars, and if we have time, we talk about cars. But there is this little component to it that is not actually automotive-related, and it is more policy-related. It's about the idea that these companies were told, well, you should build these electric vehicles. We want you to build these electric vehicles. We need you to build these electric vehicles. But here's Ford, this year alone, ready to lose $5.5 billion. What does that mean? For every electric car that it actually delivered during the first couple of months in 2024, they lost $100,000. $100,000 per car. Now, I don't know what they charge for their electric vehicles, but just think about that. You'd have to charge an awful lot to get around a $100,000 loss. Am I right, Stan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would absolutely be in a bad situation. If you lost, just for giggles here, if you lost $100,000 for everybody who came through the door for a repair, how long would you be in business?
22 minutes.
22 minutes.
Actually, probably 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
$100,000 per car they lost.
Well, it wasn't just being asked, either. It was being mandated by many states across the country.
Yeah.
So starting with California,
yeah,
and then Virginia, and then, you know, you can only sell electric cars by 2025 or 2030 or 2035. And you're like, what are they supposed to do? Think about it from a manufacturing standpoint for Ford, Toyota, anyone.
Yep.
You have them coming out of a pandemic where they weren't able to produce cars for a couple years, at least a full year.
That's right.
Missed a whole model year of production. Come back trying to get all the parts to produce everything they need. It's an unbelievable thing. You guys all know what we went through just to be able to buy bread again and toilet paper.
That's right.
It's insane to think what it might take to start building cars again.
Yeah.
And then they have to change all their tooling because the government in the middle of all this, or just after, says, you know what? We're going all EV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now you have to retool your entire product line and different factories. Some of these places only have a couple factories. They don't have 100 or 200 factories. They have a few.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're making them have to outfit to make electric vehicles, which is a whole, you know, you talk about a renovation of your house.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
There's a lot, and this is when, you know, the government just needs to keep their nose out of vehicles, and you guys will have a cheaper ride. Just the market itself would dictate a cheaper repair and ride, because everybody, including the shops, our automotive shops, for years have been in competition with giving you better service.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I like everybody. I've told you before, I don't mind sharing anything we've learned on how to take care of customers and still not go out of business.
Yep.
I'll share that with any automotive shop, because it's just better for everyone.
That's
right. It's better for them. It's better for their families. It's better for the people who drive cars. So, yeah, the forceful nature of what the government's trying to do in the name of taking care of nature and the in our environment is just a sham. And I've just had enough.
Yeah.
So I don't speak out much politically, but I'll just say this. I've had enough of it. Leave the vehicles alone.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that lovely voice that you were hearing is...
I don't know about that.
No, it is. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. And during the week, a reminder, you find him over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. One of the best automotive repair facilities in all of Central Virginia. Not just me speaking. That's the people speaking. And... Stan, we got a lot of folks jumping in already. Some of these texts and emails and Facebook messages, I don't feel compelled to share. But really, things like, Jeff, why are you there? You don't know anything. And it's like, well,
it's not true. You know a couple things.
I know you weren't here for a moment, so I couldn't answer any real questions.
The Ashland 5K and marathon, or
half
marathon. Yeah, I learned the hard way. You can't come from Henrico. It goes in a big circle, and you're just there's no detour.
Well, I'm glad you got out of your vehicle and ran the half marathon to get here.
I'm proud of all of you out there this morning. Super proud of you. Saw so many different varieties of people just out there trying to get in shape or just trying to do it. So congratulations to all you guys that are at least trying, because that's better than me.
Well,
and there was just a lot of people there. So.
Right. But the second part of that sentence is, we appreciate you doing that, but you should do it some other time.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Not first thing Saturday morning.
You know, I don't know if you need to. Hanover's big enough in Ashland where I don't think you need to shut down six major roads. Like, couldn't we go down like 626 or 621?
I know.
Couldn't we just go down like not one of the major roads?
Exactly.
There's plenty of them that are 5 miles long.
That's right. That's right.
But it's all right. People are on their porches and they were cheering them on.
No kidding.
There were kids out there.
Wow.
I love seeing it. Like every other porch, there was somebody out there with their dog or
Sweet.
Drinking coffee.
I love
Maybe
that.
Maybe you need to do it more often. I loved looking and just seeing people out there supporting them. So,
all right.
Pretty cool event. Well, I'll be late for that.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate that. You want to jump into the first question this gentleman got in yesterday. He was listening to you when you were on my show yesterday afternoon. He said, hey, I need to ask Stan, when do you know that your car needs new bearings?
New bearings.
What
Apparently
are the
he's talking about an older vehicle with wheel bearings. And to be honest with you, you should have them checked, which they are, every year, as long as it's not an antique.
Okay.
Because a lot of the cars that had wheel bearings that you would actually repack and sometimes have to replace, but repack, most of the time not have to replace, you have them checked every year.
Oh, okay.
The newer ones are a hub design, and a lot of them, one of the first indicators is your ABS light will come on. You'll start hearing some noise because those are sealed bearings, and your ABS sensor is usually made into them.
Okay.
And so if it starts to go bad, it will ruin the sensor, too. So a lot of the bearings come with a new sensor.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
All right. So, but anything else, I mean, yearly you're doing your inspection.
Right.
Any noises or swaying in a steering, that's called for get it in, you know, immediately. If you go to step on a brake, you hear any clunking. Anything like that, you want to get it in. But, you know, usually annually on those bearings is enough.
Okay.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
But usually.
All right. All right. We got a lot of good questions coming in. We're looking at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Yes, that is the same number you can use to call. And Stan will very happily answer your car questions. That's what he does. It's Saturday morning, and you are in the garage.
We were just talking about I was talking about my oldness, my aches and pains, and all my tendons in my upper body hurting me and not knowing why.
How is it possible? I've got a decade on you, and And I'm not complaining. You know why? Because I'm so old, doesn't pay to complain anymore.
It doesn't. And you know, and when your joints are dust at this point, I mean, I almost want to go over the other side of 50 so that my joints will become dust and won't hurt so bad. Mm. It's not really my joints, just my tendons. It's really weird. It happens like every 6 months.
Oh,
so,
man.
I probably have some underlying weird thing. But anyway, point is.
Yes.
Playing basketball all my life and then being on concrete and working on the concrete for multiple years on end, they don't tell you what it will do to you when you play sports, it's great for you. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But every single time you jump, as soon as you get over 30, you're going to pay for it.
You got to land.
You got to land. The jumping even hurts now. Anyway, we're back.
All right. Well, we got some really good.
I need to fix your car.
Yes. Let's get into some of these car questions for sure. 833-804-1140. That is the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. You can also call that number if you'd like, 833-804-1140. 757 says, Stan, a few weeks ago, we had to update our registration. I was taken aback that we were charged an extra penalty fee because our car was fuel efficient. It was rated to get more than 25 miles a gallon, and the government requires that car manufacturers get a certain mile per gallon. And when a car meets that standard, apparently the state of Virginia penalizes you. That's Gene in Newport News. That can't be true.
Oh, it is true.
What?
And think about this. You know what's coming for EVs?
What?
The same thing.
No kidding.
They're not getting their gas tax on them. They're not getting anything else. And I say it's coming. I think it's here because if that's here for better mileage, it's already on the EVs. If you have an EV and you're getting hit on that, give us a shout and let us know. There's plenty of EV owners, especially Teslas. And I'll be honest with you, everyone I see, Tesla's built way better. I mean, it's Tesla's started way back in 2000 designing these things. They came out in, 8 or 12?
Yep.
They've got to jump on people. And they are just, I mean, even my friend Mark Wilson, firefighters, like every time I see an accident, one of these things, they're just insanely built. I mean,
no kidding.
Very held. You know, I'm not saying. And we had a guy drive off last year in California.
Right.
Remember, off a cliff.
Yep.
With his wife and kids in the car.
Yeah.
They all lived.
Yeah.
He got a scratch. He probably should have got a black eye. He should have went through the window. But he lived.
Yeah.
And they arrested him for attempted murder. Attempted murder.
Right.
He drove it off a 3,000 foot cliff trying to go into the ocean and it land on the one little spot at the bottom in the rock. And they lived.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even.
It's crazy.
Didn't even hurt them.
I know.
So there's something different about those cars as far as. And then, you know, we had somebody pick us up at the airport in Tennessee in one, and him and his friend were messing around. They both had Teslas. He could not hit it.
Wow.
He could not hit the. He was like, watch this, and just hammer the gas. And the other guy's jamming on a brake, and they just kept the distance.
That is crazy.
Now, that technology is available to every car.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not just an EV thing. This is what we've got to keep in mind. Anything an EV does, except for launch 0 to 60 in like faster than a space shuttle.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for some Corvettes and other high-performance cars to even keep up with the Tesla. 0 to 60, 0 to 100. After that, they usually will start, you know, beating it. But my point is besides that, everything you see on an EV, a regular car can have or do. And most of the technology that you see in them has been developed through regular petroleum cars.
Interesting. I want to share this with you, that somebody who, I'm trying to think who it was. Oh, I know where it was. I was at a talk radio conference in New York a while ago, and my Uber was a Tesla. And it's a pretty neat ride. Yeah. And the guy
wide open roof, glass roof. Was yours glass? Whole sunroof. Ours is.
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall. But he's driving, and he said, you know, I don't want to scare you, but if I wanted to, I could just like take a nap up here, and we'd get to your place. I said, oh, that's ridiculous. He says, well, actually, it's not. It's absolutely true. I'm not going to do it, but I can do that. He says, I could basically dial in whatever, you know, Florida, and of course we'd have to stop and charge, but. He said, you know, the other thing is I can't hit a car. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, and he starts talking about the technology, but you know what he tells me? He says, but that's only in Tesla because of the giant magnet that we have in our car. But that's not true, huh?
Well, so the efficiency of Tesla, they're ahead of a lot of people for self-driving. I have a friend that was falling asleep and showed us that he went back on a camera where he fell asleep without the auto on, and it took over.
Wow.
We started crossing the line, and you could see where it just straightened it out. And it was crazy. He actually recorded all the camera angles, like 10 different camera angles on the thing, and it showed where he was going off, and it just straight. It was like there was a camera behind him, which is crazy, right?
Wow.
It has that ability.
Okay.
And so does. So when you park all the new cars now, they'll show you your surrounding. It looks like you're looking down from a satellite on the lines. Pretty cool technology. But again, it's all computer driven, and we've had computers in, you know, in cars since the late 80s.
So
you just got to understand it's It's not there. Yeah, all this stuff is not just new because it's an EV.
All right. All right. Well, fair enough. 833-804-1140. It is Saturday morning. You are in the garage. That guy right there is Stan Andruski, the car whisperer, the A++ tech deck. Right? A++? Have we gotten that? Is that right? Just two pluses? Or is it up to three pluses now?
I don't know what you call me. All I know is I can fix a car or two. And I can talk to him, believe it or not.
All right.
I told Megan, I walked out of Target last night. We went over to Geno's real quick. Walked out of Target, and there was like 10,000 people in Target, I think. I just saw shadows. I walk out, and I'm looking at like 17 different cars. I looked at her car. She had a little, piece of dirt, looked like a chip on her paint on her car. And I got back in, and she goes, what are you doing? She goes, you like looking around out there. I was like, is it normal that I look at cars more than I do people? And she started laughing. She goes, I've noticed that about you. I just can't help myself. I look at all the tires. I'm walking in the park, and I'm like, oh, they need some tires. Should I leave them out? What should I do? Sorry, y'all. It's kind of just the way I do it every time I go to my car. Don't even notice it. I've been doing it for so long.
Well,
walk out, look at the tires, look at everything, and it just stands out if something's wrong. It's crazy. Well,
then it is a very good thing that you are at Certified Auto Repair and that you have dedicated your life, at least a chunk of it, to helping.
It's the cars.
Yeah, well, it's not really the cars. It's the people that have the cars. Right? You're working
on
your mama's
car. But if I don't know
car.
The cars,
yeah,
I can't help the people.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, no, and I do love the people. It's just weird that I was looking at more cars than I was, like, normally I'm talking to people, and last night was not the case.
Too funny. Text here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, says, Jeff, you're talking about Ford losing $100,000 per vehicle. A Ford EV truck right now, manufacturer suggested retail price, right around $70,000.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, I mean, it's even more that they're losing, which again explains that $5.5 billion loss.
Yeah.
In
there,
their EV.
There are times when in business, even there's something, well, I don't want to go into what it is because I don't want to encourage more people to do it, but there are times when you could lose not only the product, but all of, think about this. If it's 70 grand to build that truck, the profits are not great on brand new cars and trucks.
Right, right.
They have to build so many of them and so much volume before they start making the profit. It takes so much work to get all the planning done and so many millions of dollars. So they've lost a lot more than 30 grand a car.
Yeah.
Believe me when I tell you, all of the marketing, all of that stuff is probably not built into the actual production of the car.
Oh.
It's the overhead of the business. And so that becomes, they've lost more.
Yeah.
If 100 grand, they probably lost more. So it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right, so here's a pretty good question. Good morning, Stan. Good morning, Jeff. I have a 2019 Chrysler Pacifica. When I turn off the engine, I hear a clicking sound coming from inside the dash. I think it's coming from the passenger side. It clicks for a while, sometimes several minutes, and then it stops. Any ideas? Thank you, Bob in Midlothian.
Hey, Bob. It's usually what's called a blend door or a mode door actuator. And what it is, it has a little plastic gear. And what they control is either if you put it on your feet or you put the air once it comes out of the vent or the defrost or the temperature door for each side. That temperature door on the passenger side could be where you put it on hot or cold and it doesn't move. The gear usually splits and cracks, and you've got to take that actuator out. Now, some cars you can get to if you have, like the stretch man where you can move your hand around, and it's probably why all my tendons hurt from getting underneath these dashboards, but some you have to pull the entire dash out. So if you think about a job that might be $1,500 or $1,000, or if I, as a mechanic, could get my hand in there and save the customer some money and, cut pieces of my screwdriver off and a pair of vice grips and take that screw out and do it in an hour of my time instead of a half a day or a day.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff mechanics do for most people every single day. So hopefully it can be reached, but you have a blend door or a mode door actuator that is actually going bad.
Okay.
It's trying to reset to where it needs to be. So when you start it up, it's back to where its default is, and it can't because that what you're hearing click is it keeps trying to turn, and the door that is trying to turn just keeps going back. Finally, it realizes it's not working.
Right.
The computer is looking for the door to be in a certain position. Once it realizes it doesn't happen, it stops, and that's why the car stops.
Interesting.
That's why it stops doing it.
Wow. All right. Well, let's grab Charles real fast here. He's got a question about a 2012 BMW. And Charles, I just want to give you the heads up. We're going to get your question out, and then Brian's going to put you back on hold. And then after we check the news, Stan's going to jump in and answer the question. So good morning, Charles. You are in the garage.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a 2012 328i with a six-cylinder engine, And it sat for about a year. I did drive it, and then the battery was dead. They had to replace that. And now it will start, but it cranks like, you know, it looked like 5 or 10 seconds cranking before it starts. And then once it starts, it seems to run okay. I do have a bunch of warning lights, one of them DSC problem, transmission problem, brake light is on. You know, but still, it drives fine. It runs fine once it starts. It just takes forever to start.
Okay, so
hold on. One more thing. What color is it, Charles? This matters.
That question is so ridiculous. It's a question I would ask.
No, is it blue or is it a black Beamer?
All right, blue or black.
It's white.
Oh, told you.
There's the problem.
Knew it.
All right, hold on a second, Charles. You're going to get yourself into Mako, get one of those $99.95 paint jobs.
I think they had some pearl in that year. That's a pretty
color.
That's
right.
They don't see white that often. Okay.
All right. We're going to get the answer from Stan. I promise you just moments from now. You've got a question, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Call or text. It is a beautiful Saturday morning, and you are in the garage. A do 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 from the beginning of the show. We normally do that, and you were making your way around all the great runners and walkers and standers and cheerers down in Asheville.
Oh, they were so good. And you know, you're in this rush all the time, and then if I just stopped and I looked, like I said, there's people on the front porch and there's kids out there with signs. I'm
nice.
Like, it just brought me back.
Yeah,
you know, I heard "Summer of the '69" the other day from Bryan Adams, obviously, and he met a girl down at the drive-in.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know, I don't even know if Gooch and Drive-In's still open after COVID or not. But, but that was, I remember even in Boston, we had New Ponset. We had these drive-ins that we could go to. And there was just places where guys could meet girls. And, you know, I mean, you can't, like, if you say something in the workplace now, if my son liked a girl at work, he can't even, I don't think he can ask her on a date anymore.
I don't, yeah.
How stupid
it
is that?
Is.
How do you meet people?
I don't know.
I think it's like on purpose so we don't have kids. Anyway, so back to Charles.
All right, Charles, let's welcome Charles back in. Now, Charles.
Well, he says he has, quote unquote, a white 2012 328. I'd have to see it, but I believe him.
All right. Now, are you sure it's white? It's not pearl, Charles?
Well, white does have some pearlescence in it.
Oh, it's a gorgeous white.
A gorgeous
See, that
white.
Means it's
right.
pearl.
Well, there
but
you
we'll
go.
Give him a break. So,
okay.
Charles, let me ask you this. How much have you driven it or let it run since you got the battery fixed?
Well, it's been about a month now. I've been driving it, so it's you know, it drives, it runs, it just takes forever to start.
Yeah, a lot of times, Charles, what you have on those cars is those cars have about 700 computers, and they all talk to each other in 2012. It's called a CAN system, and sometimes the computers will not, what's called, see the other computer's heartbeat. So sometimes you got to go in there and you have to shake hands. Somebody has to go in there with the scanner and try to wake up those other modules. You may have a module or two that has failed or not communicating. Not communicating means you have to take it to somewhere who kind of knows how to work on them. Everybody does not know how to work on BMWs. They're adaptive learning PCs, which means your car, if I had the same car, might drive different than mine because it learns and adapts to how you drive. That's what I love about BMWs. However, they're very finicky with their computers, and it doesn't take much if somebody doesn't. If they hook the battery up the wrong way, if it's just hasn't had a battery in a long time, a lot of times those computers do not like waking up. And so sometimes you have to have somebody, what they'll do is they'll put a scanner on it, a code reader. It's a code reader. A scanner. They'll put it on there. It will show them which computer is not talking to the other ones. And then they will try to do what's called a handshake and wake those computers up. If they start talking, you'll be golden. All the lights will go out. It'll probably start just fine. If they don't start talking, they'll have to start looking into getting you a computer or several different computers. Now, the good news is some you can get used.
Okay.
Some you can't. And BMW is not the highest priced computers out there compared to like a Mercedes or some of the other ones. So it may not be as bad as you think. But that's where I would start. Somebody's got to put a scanner on it and see what's happening. What's not controlling. They're going to have to clear out everything that's in there that's giving you the problem. And then go back and talk to each module and see which one's not communicating and try to wake it up. It's called shaking hands. The computers have to shake hands.
All right. Well, there you go, Charles. Sounds like you've got a good line on what the problem is. Do us a favor, would you, after you take care of that, would you give us a call back?
Yeah.
I'm going to call and get Stan to fix it.
Yeah,
oh,
you can bring it.
Well, that's even better. Yeah.
I mean, me or Jeremy. Jeremy is a 17 or 18 year vet of BMW. He was a BMW foreman for so we have a fantastic BMW tech over there, and he's definitely will figure it out, or I will, one of us.
Okay.
So no problem.
Perfect. Well, Charles, appreciate the call, and I'm going to remind you what you need to do on Monday morning. Call over there to Certified Auto Repair, 804-553-9777, and you will...
Lakes tight. Oh, yeah. My phone.
Oh, that's all right. 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lake...
Tight.
Section of Henrico. You know what we haven't reminded people is that your shop is literally right down the street from the Lidl store.
Lidl
Lidl. Yeah. No, whatever it is. Lidl. The big blue store with the yellow
German.
Sign.
And they've gotten so much better. You know what I found in there?
No.
Salami.
Really?
Like German salami with no antibiotics, none of that other stuff. And it was so good. It brought me back to when I was a kid in Boston.
No kidding.
I don't know what this meat has in it these days, but some places that I, even these name brands.
Yeah.
I'm not very impressed with them.
I don't think there's as much meat in the meat anymore as there used to be. And you know what? I just real quick before we get to William, supermarket, you're talking about Lidl, Lidl, whatever. There's another store that's up the road. It's called Aldi. Have you been to Aldi? Okay, great prices. And I don't know how they stay in business. They will sell you a shopping cart for 25 cents.
No, you don't get to keep it's how you use it. It cuts down on the prices of...
Uh-uh. No, you put a quarter in there, and you now own the shop. Take a look at my backyard. I got 8 of them. It's great. Everybody else has a golf cart in this community. I have a shopping cart.
What do you plan on doing with it?
I'm going to have a parade. Go pick up better meat at the store. All right.
I know what we could do. We could go down
to
the Ashland 5K, and if anybody's getting a little tired, throw them in there.
Exactly.
Put a nice big comforter in there and just start pushing them.
I love it.
Or pulling them with the car. That way we don't have to exert any energy.
Even better.
I'm driving in my car.
All right. God help us, please. Let's get to William.
Funny how you just went there, though.
I know. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You can call us or you can text us on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. William's he's got a Ford question. William, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning. I got an 88 Ford F-150 XLT Lariat. When I put my foot on the brake before I started, I push the start for it, and all of a sudden the brake pedal drops to the floor.
You have an 88?
With a push start?
Did you tell me the wrong year?
Yep, that's how we rigged it up.
Oh. Okay. So he had to throw that in there because it's just the cool factor.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew the exact name, model. I love it. All right, so here's the deal. It is supposed to drop down a proportionate amount. If it's the other thing is, if that vehicle happens to have HydroBoost, which is the power steering boost that actually boosts the brake, that will do it even more than a normal brake system would do. So what you're going to have to do is just try to measure how much it drops down. You don't push down on it, per se. Just see how much it will move down by itself when you start it, because it will move down some even without the pressure. If it doesn't, you might have to have your wife or a friend push down and then measure how much it falls. But generally speaking, that's a HydroBoost system. Is it a diesel?
No, not at all. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but a lot of them had a HydroBoost, which would use the power steering fluid to boost it, and it will do it. The other thing is vacuum will do the same thing in a brake booster. So it's not necessarily unusual. The brakes probably stop fine, might even put you through the window. They're probably a pretty good brake system, correct?
It used to be. It started doing this about 6 months ago. I'm just wondering if that power boost or whatever that thing is called, that big black whatever it is in there, it's just actually gone bad.
Yeah, now the other thing is changing the brake fluid out, like completely, taking it somewhere that can get the hydraulic back in the brake fluid. A lot of people don't know this. It doesn't take but 15,000 miles or less for brake fluid to start going bad. It gets moisture in it. That's why it turns black. It starts eating your seals away.
Wow.
And when it does that, it loses its hydraulic ability as well. And so first thing would be to change all the brake fluid out on it. If it's not a HydroBoost, which uses your power steering fluid, you'll have a big vacuum booster behind it. That's usually where the pedal will get really hard. It won't necessarily drop. It sounds like you have something hydraulic going on or a pin sticking. You just want to have your brake system checked out by somebody who could go top to bottom and look it over. But they'll be able to see either a pin sticking where it will cause it to drop down, They had famous. They were famous for that as well.
Really?
And the calipers, one of the pins.
I appreciate that.
All right.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, William.
Yeah, I don't mess with brakes because, you know, you have to understand the brake system. And I'm not saying he doesn't. He probably ripped half of it apart already. But either way, I don't want him just replacing the brake booster when it doesn't even sound like the, you know, it's the brake booster. If it's a Hydro Boost system, it doesn't use vacuum from your engine. It uses the power steering fluid. Okay. And those will go bad and do that.
Okay.
So it just depends on the system he has. If it's not Hydro Boost, it's looking into the quality of the brake fluid next, changing the brake fluid out, and, you know, really they call it flushing, but changing all of the brake fluid out. If it's still doing it, you'd want to check every single brake wheel by wheel and make sure it's working correctly. One of those things you'd find an issue with.
All right. Now, I want to ask you to expand a little bit, Stan. You said that, just in passing, that brake fluid by 15,000 miles now is starting to break down. I don't know that I've ever heard that before, right? We take our cars in 5,000 miles, oil, lube, filter, blah, blah, blah. So basically every third oil change, we ought to be looking at that brake fluid.
Now, I will tell you, there are some car companies that use a better rubber.
Okay.
And even Toyota, that for the last 10 years has been using Teflon coating on their rubber to try to protect it. And brake fluid does not eat Teflon like it does rubber. So no matter what, though, eventually it'll eat it away and you'll start getting it. But you still have to check for moisture content, because moisture content's too high. It'll also, and copper in it will also be very corrosive to the rest of the system, the calipers, the everything in there. So, yes, 15 to 30K, and that's when you change your brake fluid, period, the end. We've seen brake fluid. If you buy a bottle of brake fluid, for instance, and we left it here on your desk.
Right.
By tomorrow or sooner, that brake fluid would be no longer. If you took the top off, would be no good.
Wow.
The moisture content is that severe. It's just like a lot like ethanol. Ethanol loves moisture.
Yeah.
So why a lot of carbureted cars have issues with the new gas and everything turns blue, it's corrosion. Statue of Liberty. Think that.
Right.
That's what happens
with
this. It doesn't affect fuel injected cars as much, but it does affect carbureted and older, you know, any of our leaf blowers that are still carbureted, all that stuff is going to have issues.
Wow.
Weed whackers.
All right. Yeah. Well, people ought to be paying attention to that. You've got car questions. I swear to you, this guy's got the car answers. 833-804-1140. That is the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. If you would like to text us, 833-804-1140. If you want to call and chat with Stan, you can do that as well. Same number, by the way, 833-804-1140. I do want to remind you, because it happens every week and has happened every week for, I don't know, 4 years we've been doing this, I think.
Yeah.
We wind up with people jumping in at 9 o'clock. Hey, I got a question for Stan. It's like, well, I would head down to, I don't know, Kroger, because you might run into him there, but you're not going to get him on the radio after 9. But Monday morning, you reach out to Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or you give them a call, 804-553-9777. I guarantee you they will take care of you. But if you want to get a little insight this morning, again, 833-804-1140. It is Saturday morning, and you are in the garage.
Elmer Fudd sings Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, tried something, but maybe didn't. Right. It's okay.
It's all right.
All right, Brian. Thanks for trying.
That's right, Hazel. Oh,
I'm driving in my car.
Oh, we.
Yes. I pull you a little closer.
Anyway, yeah, you should send us a note or something. Yeah, he has a show he does. He put some old 90s and 80s music on the other day. Pretty cool stuff. I had it on.
The old 90s and 80s music.
Correct.
1890s? They had the crank the gramophone up, but we'd all sit. All right, enough of this. Let's get to Sharon. Now, finally, somebody who has one of those quality vehicles. She has a Honda. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Good morning, Sharon. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning to both of you. This is a non-mechanical question, so I'm not sure if you handle this kind of thing, but I'll ask anyway. I bought a wonderful used 2022 13,000-mile Honda Accord.
Wow.
I have learned that it has aftermarket work on it. The molding is black, and it matches the other aftermarket work that was done. Looks very nice, but unfortunately, the molding above both doors on both sides is coming loose, and I can't find anyone to help me figure out how to either take it off and put new molding on, or glue it down, or something. It's very thick. It's a thick plastic that was put over top of the molding that came with the car.
What color is the car on the outside? It's not that beautiful blue color, is it?
The car is silver, and it has the black trim.
Yeah, it's pretty. Ooh, so lovely. What they do is they buy these kits, and they have, like, double-sided tape on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant to hold on. However, if it's not put on just right, if you have a fingerprint, or if it's rubbing somewhere when you try to open the door.
Yep.
Anything, and over time, just from the heat, it could come off. I will say this: a Q-tip and some goop. Goop is something you can buy, plumber's glue, from I think Lowe's or Home Depot. I think Lowe's is who has it. It's called Goop, G-O-O-P. Okay. And what I would do is I would get me some alcohol swab wipes, just in case you get the goop somewhere you don't want it.
Right.
Or alcohol in a rag, right? Just rubbing alcohol. And I would take, you could do it yourself. I mean, you literally could put the goop on it, push against it, and get you some painter's tape from same Lowe's, and just tape it over until it dries. You know, usually within a few hours, you could take it off. If you wait all day,
right,
you know, 24 hours overnight, it'll be perfect. That goop will never come off again.
Okay.
Because nobody wants to do it, because you can't professionally really do it. And if you pull it off, it could damage the trim underneath.
Right.
Then you have to order new aftermarket trim. So it's like this, what company's going to do it that nobody can stand behind it? But if you could find someone in your family, or you even feel comfortable, get you a thing of Q-tips and some goop and get yourself back behind that, push it down and tape it. You can't put too much unless it comes out. So don't be afraid of using it.
Right.
And that's the best thing I could do. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I get it. I've had Trim do that. We've did that with your mom's car. We used goop.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it's just, you know, I have goop in my bathroom for the...
Yeah.
It's still holding up the face cloth rack from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So does that work, Sharon? You think you might be able to do that?
I'm going to try. I don't know. Someone at your shop wouldn't be able to do that for me, would they?
I just think that they might. I'm not saying they wouldn't. If you caught one of the guys walking out and said, "Hey, can you maybe do this?" He would be afraid to do it for the shop just because of legal things, right? Uh-huh. We don't want to. I hate that.
Well,
God, I hate that. But
yeah,
it doesn't mean they wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, here, you know, here's another thing, Sharon. My buddy Kyle runs the Bruce's Superbody down on West Broad. Are you in the West End? Oh, in the West End or that area?
It doesn't matter. I'll go wherever.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you what. You reach out to Kyle over at Bruce's Super Body Shop. They're right off of Broad Street and West End Ave. That area. I mean, it's pretty easy to get to. Ask him if you might be able to get in there. If he might, you know, because they do that sort of stuff in their sleep.
And they have adhesives that are even better.
Yeah, they know what should be done and how it should be done. Because if you ever take a look at their work, you would swear it's a brand new car anyway. I would reach out to him. Now, the worst he can do is say, no, go get yourself some Q-tips and goop, in which case you're back where you are right now. But in an even other situation, he might say, yeah, swing on by. We'll take care of it.
Awesome. Thank you both so much.
All right.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You do too. The same, Sharon. All right. Yeah. I mean, Bruce's, yeah, I mean, I know they're great.
That's a great call.
Right? They're great body shops, but Bruce's and I love them.
So
Kyle's a good guy.
Yeah, Kyle is phenomenal. And speaking of that, I've been having my porch built. Megan
and
I,
so
I want to bring up just one more time a couple things. 1310 renovations has been absolutely phenomenal. You know, they were putting up a porch, and a storm came up, and they were putting the roof up, and we had a storm the other day. These guys are on the scaffold putting tarp up, and lightning is hitting, and my daughter's like, you know, go sit, and they're like, nope, we're not damaging the house, and like, it's hitting like literally in our yard, and I was like, I don't care about water.
Oh my
gosh.
But
they did not get off that daggone roof until it was sealed up, and now it's all dried in, right?
Yeah.
But they were in the middle, literally, of... You know, watching weather, it wasn't supposed to rain. I mean, this was a storm that just came up in minutes.
Yeah.
So, 1310 renovations, guys, I have never seen people this much attention to detail. We had brick behind the porch that they had to fix that looks brand new. I mean, it's kind of hard to do that. And they made it look, you would never know that. If you walked up, you'd never know the difference. So, every part of it, 1310 Renovations, I would definitely reach out to them. Let them know that Stan and Jeff sent you. I do have to put something out there for Billy Kane, too.
Oh, sure.
Billy Kane, we haven't talked about him in a while. He's got my racer spacer on my roof, so when they're building this porch, my roof looks brand new, the blue. It was all black a year or so ago. Yep. It looks brand spanking new. It's going to look really good against this roof. So we don't have to worry about matching up shingles. I mean, literally, you can buy the new shingles look just like the old ones. So thank you, A-Plus Roofing. And Kohler Dog Training. Rachel Kohler.
Yeah.
We're dropping this coming weekend. We have to go up to school for Caroline to Roanoke. And Ava Grace McPherson's Andrewski III. And Jack's Mr. Zippy will be over at Rachel's. They're already trained. So all she does is let them play with the dogs and board them and after they get trained. But amazing training. Rachel Kohler Training, 1310 Renovations. And, of course, Billy Kane, A-Plus Roof.
Yeah. Well, all great people. Now, I do love, Stan talks about dropping his dogs off there. And Rachel has done such a great job. She has actually convinced the dogs that when they show up, they do all the filing for her business. And they think they're playing a game. She's good.
And she speaks German to a couple of them. She'll speak German to the German chef. She's in her nine and walking. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's just,
wow.
So she has, sometimes you'll have, 10 dogs in there. And you'll never hear a whimper or nothing while they're there. They're trained.
Yeah.
And they know how to handle their excitement.
Yep.
If they come out, they're all excited. But while they're in their kennel, it's chill.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got like 2 minutes here, Stan. Brian.
Sorry.
No worries at all. It's your show. Brian has a 2010 Hyundai. That sounds familiar. Brian, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're in the garage.
Yeah, so I got a 2010 Hyundai Santa Fe, and the cluster stopped working, but it works periodically. So, it worked this morning for about 2 miles, and then it flashes, and then nothing.
Wow.
So speedometer, everything just goes out.
Yes.
All right. So here's the first thing I will say. You probably have a loose solder or connection. However, this is going to sound crazy. I would just tell you this. Next time it does it, while you're going down the road, if you can, take your fist or take something solid, not enough to crack it, and just kind of knock on it a few times and see if it doesn't come back. Because usually, and it honestly might come back and be fine, because you have solders that get loose, and it just sits there. It doesn't really move.
Right.
You hit a speed bump or something, it might come back on then. Try that first. More than likely, you can get yourself a used cluster if it doesn't take care of it. But that might just temporarily fix it. So at least you know how fast you're going, how much gas you have.
All right.
Used cluster.
Okay.
I did get a used cluster, and it did the same exact thing.
Yeah, so you have something with the wiring or the computer that feeds that cluster.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Well, Brian, appreciate the call.
Or another bad one. I mean, sometimes you'll see a rash of the same problem on cars, right?
Yeah.
So
all right.
You'd have to have it tested to really know.
All right. Well, I don't know how to break this to you. You can go run the rest of the Ashland Marathon now, because we're out of time.
To be done by now. I sat there at that light for 25 minutes. All right. So listen, Central Virginia, thank you for listening again. Jeff, thank you for helping me out like you always do. All you guys in Ashland running the marathon, y'all are awesome. Brian, thank you. And remember, we are better together. Central Virginia, love on somebody. Let somebody go in front of you.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.